A Monday morning visit with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers. And the Tigers, after getting beat by Glendale 57-20, are going right back to Glendale for districts on Friday of this week. Coach, a pretty good first half for your Tigers, but, well, the second half, just too many turnovers.
Yeah, you know, things just kind of stalled out there for us. We come out on fire pretty much. You know, we responded after they scored, went right down the field with no problem, stole a possession with an onside kick, scored again, and then it just, everything just kind of went a little bit sour for a little bit there. And, you know, when we went at halftime, we were like, you know, hey, guys, we're just down by three possessions. We just got to maintain. Well, you know, the third quarter, that's exactly what we did. It was the exact same score at the end of the third quarter as it was halftime. So the pressure kind of turned up, and we had to do a little thing to change our approach. And, of course, with that, you have to take a little bit of risk, and hey, a few turnovers came with it. So kind of the way the cookie crumbled at that point.
Yeah, risks. I've noticed over the course of the years, you're not shy from taking risks. A lot of times you'll go for it on fourth down, but sometimes you're just put in some kind of situations where you absolutely have to do that, and you don't have any other choice.
Right, and that's what happened Friday. You know, once we got to the fourth quarter, and we were just at a point where the amount of time that they would hold the ball on offense, without even scoring, and how much time that would take away from us, because, you know, not very often, as you noticed, do we have short possessions where we can score really quick. And most of our drives are going to be, you know, 8-10 play drives. So that's going to eat up the clock, and it wasn't necessarily in our favor. But even though we were moving the ball at times, it's, you know, as long as we stayed ahead of the sticks, we were fine. But if we got behind the stick, you know, things usually got a little shaky there for us.
So, Furbacher, again, pretty good quarterback. He found four different receivers, his four favorite receivers, for the total of eight different touchdowns. And this is a team you're going to have to go face again this coming Friday. What is going to what has to be different this Friday?
Well, it all comes down to like small details. So, the first quarter and half of the second quarter, the kid was, you know, he was, I believe that we had him down for like 14 of 21 for 180 yards, and that's where he had the bulk of his success. And then from the middle of the second quarter to the end of the game, he only completed eight passes. So we finally settled in defensively, but at the same time, they were able to steal three possessions, you know, and that got us behind the eight ball. And then, of course, there was just too many self-inflicted penalties. You know, the offside penalties are just, It's unreal how much we have emphasized that one little detail, and yet we just keep stepping on our own toes. On the offensive side, nine times out of ten, when a play went sour for us, there was one person within the offense that just missed an assignment. You know, and so that's usually how that happens on offense. That old cliche of if 10 guys do the job right and one guy does it wrong, it doesn't. In football, you get exposed pretty quickly, and that's all that happens is we get that one guy, oops, and then the play goes left. So we just got to clean up the little things here and there, and we still feel like we have a winnable game. Again, we ran the ball at will. We've got to add a few wrinkles in our pass game to make things balanced and keep those guys honest on defense, and then for our defensive sake, we just got to make a few plays here and there.
Certainly do. And, Coach, we'll talk to you later on this week. We thank you for the visit this morning. And let's see if we can put together a good week of practice, and let's go get Glendale on Friday.
That's right. Let's go steal one. Go Tigers.